The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madri Channel, we welcome you back again to our silsila, the special 10, where we are discussing the blessed lives of those 10 fortunate companions who were given the glad tidings of paradise by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this very world and during their lifetime. And alhamdulillah, we have started discussing the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and we want to continue with that. But before that, let's hear a blessing of reciting Salat ala Nabi, a blessing of reciting Durood and Salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu has stated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites Salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will be granted my intercession on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we looked at in our last silsila, we had a brief introduction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and we mainly looked at his titles as well that he was blessed with. And as discussed, that a thing or a person who has multiple names given, it is a sign of the greatness of that thing or the greatness of that individual. Carrying on with the biography and the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, we heard that his real name, his actual name is Abdullah, and his kunniya is Abu Bakr. And three titles we discussed, two of them are Siddiq and Atiq. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah approximately 2.5 years after Amul Fil, after the year of the elephant. And Amul Fil is that year which we use as a means of measuring. Now, what is the Amul Fil? What is the year of the elephant? If we briefly look at the incident behind the year of the elephant and what took place in that year, basically in the capital of Yemen, there was a king, or there was a person who was appointed there as the leader there, and his name was Abraha. Now, he noticed that people from Yemen would send their sacrifices, their sacrificed animals and their gifts to Makkah al-Mukarramah, to the blessed Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, this started to build hatred and malice in his heart, and he ordered for a similar place to be built within the capital of Yemen, Sana'a. Now, when this had been built, he ordered people to do tawaf of this place that he had built rather than going to Makkah al-Mukarramah. And his main intention behind this was so that people would send their gifts and their sacrifices to this place, and he would make an income and in one sense a business out of this. Now, on finding an opportunity, a person from Makkah al-Mukarramah went and defecated in there, and he left human excrement in there. And then also another group of people was camping outside, and they had a fire lit, with the fire actually ended up burning that place which he had built, and that place was called Qalis. So now this infuriated and angered him. So Abraha plan to come and ma'azallah destroy the blessed Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarramah. So he came with an army of elephants. Now his army of elephants, when they came on the way, and the main elephant that was leading the whole army was the elephant that was Mahmud, that was called Mahmud. Now this army, it stopped at a particular place on the way, because this elephant that was leading, and now in total there were 12 elephants, but this elephant that was leading the army, it stopped at a particular place and it wouldn't go any further. So the army stopped there and they camped there. And the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, he went to this army and Abraha received him in a very good manner. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, because from amongst the many things that this army, these people had captured and taken, from amongst them were the camels of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu. So he came and he demanded for his camels to be returned to him. He asked for his camels to be returned to him. Now this shocked Abraha. He says that, I have come here to destroy the Kaaba, and you are worried about your camels? You are asking for your camels. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu replied, the camels belong to me. Therefore, I demand their return. The Kaaba belongs to Allah. Surely He will protect it. And so afterwards, at last, small birds came. And small birds, they came and they were carrying three small stones, the size of a lentil, one in the beak and two in the two claws. With these stones, the entire army of Abraha with elephants were all crushed. And so this was the year of the elephant. After this incident, it became known as the year of the elephant. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was born 2.5 years after Aam al-Fil, after the year of the elephant. Now Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is that companion who was the first to testify the prophethood of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst all the people. And he radiallahu anhu, he possessed many great virtues and many good qualities, which we will inshallah briefly look into as our silsila goes on. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was born in Makkatul Mukarramah, he grew up in Makkatul Mukarramah, and he only left Makkatul Mukarramah for the purpose of trading. When he was trading for the purpose of business, he would go out of Makkatul Mukarramah. And he was a very wealthy person, very wealthy individual, very modest and very polite and well-managed individual from amongst his nation. And these are, in one sense, very good tips for a trader. And these are the qualities that he should have. And there are many other, when we look at the manner of trading of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, there are many tips that a trader can pick up for his business to flourish and for his business to actually become better and bigger. He was so well respected that even in the days of ignorance, he was classed as one of the leaders of Quraysh. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he received the message of Islam, he accepted Islam. And he in one sense dedicated his entire life to Islam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is from amongst those individuals who was respected even during the days of ignorance. People would come to him to have their decisions settled. If they had an argument or any decision that needed to be made, they would come in the court of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And even after Islam, we hear and we know of the respect that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu received. So now we've heard that he radiallahu anhu, he left Makkatul Mukarramah only for the purpose of trading and business. So what was his business? What did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu do as a means of his income? So because all the smaller and the bigger tribes in Quraysh, they all did something. They all had a means of income. They all trade. They were all traders. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, likewise, he was a trader. And he was a cloth merchant. So he had a business of trading clothes. Now, he radiallahu anhu, he made a lot of profit due to certain qualities he possessed. And these are once again qualities that a trader can adopt. And these are the same qualities we see later on. Prophet ﷺ announced his prophethood and he accepted Islam. These very qualities in his trading helped to attract people towards him, helped him in his tabligh and his, in spreading his message of Islam. So these are the qualities that we need to adopt, not just for business purposes, but because these will help us in our religious activities later on as well, inshaAllah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he made a lot of business because he was very well mannered. He had a high degree of good manners, high degree of akhlaq. He was very well, he spoke very well, and he was very truthful. He was extremely truthful, and he was honest, extremely honest. These are those attributes that will make any trader successful. If he is truthful and he is not deceiving his customers, he is honest with what he is doing in his business. These are the attributes that made Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu resulted in making a big profit. And these were his attributes that helped him. So these are the attributes that we need to adopt as Muslims in general as well. And normally now, when we look at the attitude of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we will look at how he preached later on. Even though he was very well respected as a businessman, and he in one sense would have been endangering his business, but he will look at how he preached. However, even before the announcement of prophethood by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had a very close friendship. And Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she has narrated that even before the announcement of prophethood and before era of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were friends. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she narrates that no such day would pass. This is the closeness of their friendship. No such day would pass where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't visit our house, either in the morning or in the evening. So obviously Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he became friends with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, a very interesting point to note here for us is what was the age of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu when he became friends with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So at the time of his friendship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was around about 16 to 18, between these years. He was 16 to 18, within these years he became friends with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How old was he when he accepted Islam? He was 38. So between 18 and 38, all of that time he had his friendship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which obviously grew stronger over a period of time. Now, how did they become friends, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Obviously, one very important factor. Now, when the psychologists, they discuss how do we make friends, how do we become friends, these are the factors that they mention, and these are the factors that are found within this friendship as well. For example, the very first factor that stands out is the fact that they were very near in terms of age. They were age fellows. They had similar ages, and obviously this is one of the factors that helps to maintain a bond, create a bond and maintain a bond when people are alike in their ages. Also, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he lived in the area where the bigger merchants of Makkah al-Mukarramah resided. So they started to live in the same area, and this was once again it's an important factor in friendship. When you're constantly exposed to somebody, when you're in the proximity and in the company or in the nearness of somebody. So this was another thing that helped to further strengthen the bond between the two. But probably the most important factor in any friendship is when there are similarities between the two people. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had similarities within their personality. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were pure personalities. They had a very pure nature. They disliked a lot of the acts that were being carried out during the days of ignorance, and they had a hatred for all these wrong traditions that had been going on. So because of that, they created and maintained a bond between each other. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, so far we have looked at briefly Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his brief introduction, and then his friendship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's a lot more still coming up regarding how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu actually accepted Islam. And we also obviously want to look at different attributes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the fact that he is from amongst those 10 individuals who have been given the glad tidings of paradise. What can we pick up from his life? So far what we have heard, what can we pick up? And it is a very, very important factor for us to focus on and look at. The fact that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was very well mannered, even before the era of Islam. And this is a habit that we need to develop. Now how do we develop this habit? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami has provided a solution for that. If we connect ourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, and we attend the events that are organized by Dawat Islami, for example the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima of Dawat Islami, or the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami, act upon the Madani Inamat that have been given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. Inshallah, when we are in this company, when we are within this environment, we would automatically, we will start to feel that we are changing. And because the people that are around us, they are people who possess good manners. They are people who are well mannered. They are people who possess a high degree of, or they are trying, almost always trying to better themselves in terms of their manners. So when we see that these people, when it comes to backbiting, they're very serious. They're telling us, I won't backbite, nor will I listen to backbiting, so please don't backbite. It helps to build the importance of this within our minds, that backbiting is a severe sin. They're telling us that the Prophet ﷺ, it's a sunnah of his to smile. So we start to smile. And we start to become softer with people. We start to deal with people in a better way. All of these are qualities help us to become better individuals and better Muslims. So this is a Madani request, that not only you yourself attach yourself to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, but your family members, if your parents, your children, also get them to connect with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, this will be fruitful for all of us in becoming better Muslims and in adopting the character of that we have been taught from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. When we look at the companions, alayhim radwan, we pick up from their lives. Inshallah, we'll pick up from here and we'll continue with our discussion of this great personality in the next episode. Until then, stay tuned with all the silsilas of Madani Channel and keep watching Madani Channel. Encourage your children, your family members, your relatives and your friends to also watch Madani Channel. Inshallah, through that we will learn a lot of religious knowledge. May Allah give us the ability to remember, act upon and pass on to others what has been said. And may Allah forgive any mistakes that have been made in this bayan, in this silsila. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special 10